The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Wow, who's gotta start first?
See, yeah. Okay, it's like.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my bad, you were doing already. It wasn't as great as it was in our heads.
Yeah. Sounds a bit dead.
It was dead. Today's, yeah. It's brain dead with us.
Bloody idiots, get out of my
face. I don't know what to say.
Okay. Well, why does it always have to go first? Esther, seriously.
No, wait a minute.
Okay.
Because you know we had the 40 degrees this week. I was like, bitch, you should have been slim.
Why?
I said, maybe I wouldn't feel so hot.
No, and it's got nothing to do with
like,
that.
That's not how it works. But I was so hot that I was just like...
It's so funny, yeah, because like, I don't know if you've spoken about this before, but when they were saying like 40 degrees, I was like, oh, yeah, whatever. Like, come see Nigeria, come see Ghana, like.
Oh, yeah, because, we did. Remember, we recorded in the week. I forgot.
Oh, yeah, we did.
But no, gone, yeah.
And now, 40 degrees happened. I said, yeah.
Yeah, but you know what's the matter? It's not 40 in Nigeria, Ghana.
Where is it then?
It's at 36.
Is it? No, it's got to be hotter than that.
No, because Dubai is where they swim around.
Really?
The 40. Yeah.
Let me check.
Because I know Nigeria is, like, always 37.
Let me check whether in... Accra, right now. Oh, it's 26. But to be fair, from like February till let's just say October.
Yeah,
it's like it rains a lot, so the heat isn't as hot as you'd get in December. Yeah, I feel like December there's some organized sort of special heat that they deliver for people.
It's a special machine.
Yeah, but in right now it's like not as hot. So I'm not surprised I'm seeing 27, 26.
That's the same as we have here. Damn. Have you ever been there rainy season?
Yeah, twice.
Do you think you're like the rainy season? Because the rainy season in Nigeria is like floods.
It's like
Noah's Ark. Like,
yeah.
Floods.
Yeah.
It's crazy how it's just one extreme to the other. And it's only be cold because we have a season called Harmattan.
Oh, yeah, so do we. Yeah.
And literally, it's like, get your jumpers out.
But the thing is, when I go and they're like, oh, it's Harmattan, it's cold, I'm like, this is what y'all complaining about.
Oh, no, but you're coming to the UK. Yeah,
I'm like, this is not cold. But I get it though.
Oh, yeah, actually, yeah. Because before I felt the cold more when I lived there. I haven't been there in Hamilton.
Yeah.
But it's just like dry, crisp air.
And everyone's like, oh, we've got a cold. It's Hamilton. Mm. And I think it happened also when I went last December. And they're like, oh, it's Hamilton. And then everyone's like, all of you lot can't be saying you're getting a cold because of Hamilton. It's either COVID. They're like, oh, yes, we've all got a cold,
Hamilton. You describe COVID over there.
And I was like, there's no way everybody's got a cold. It's probably
so
COVID.
That is so true.
Yeah. But
it's crazy, man.
Yeah, when everyone say 40, I was like, rah. It was a bit dramatic.
It was a lot. It really was a lot to experience.
But I feel like I'm ready for summer.
No, but that's the thing, because as much as it was a lot,
I'm
not complaining. I love the sun. Like, I love sun. I love warm. Because you know, I'm always cold. So,
yeah.
I like just that comfort and that warmth.
Yeah.
Plus, I got a fan. I literally had a shower, like a cold shower.
Mm.
Didn't put cream, nothing, because that's just us to burn. And I just laid it in front of my fan.
Fan, yeah.
No underwear, no nothing. It's free of my feet.
The thing is, because I live in a flat, so it gets really hot.
Okay.
So, like, even...
But at least you're not on the top floor. People on the top floor.
Yeah. So I was just like, oh, like it's just so hot. Even with the fan on, I was like this. And my room, for some reason, I feel like it's the hottest in the house.
Really?
Yeah. So I was just really hot. Even with the fan on, on the highest level.
No. The fan, yeah, I could feel my fan was like.
It was blowing hot air, man. Not going to lie.
Yeah.
And
oh, I wish I could find it. There was some guy that sent a voice note to BBC.
Oh,
it
I
was
saw that.
On TikTok. It was so flipping hilarious.
And then I was thinking about the electricity bill and I was thinking, rah, like, my fan's been on for at least minimum 3 days.
Yes. And it didn't come off.
Yeah.
The next time I'll give it a rest, I'll be like, okay, so you can get some rest too. is when I go and shower.
Oh my God, me too.
I will turn it off then. But when I come back out, guess what, bitch?
Oh my God, me too.
If I go downstairs or something, I'm thinking, oh no, I call the room while I'm gone. I'm gonna come back and meet you here.
Oh my God, me too.
That was the only time I turned off.
Nah, same. Because I'll be thinking, like, rest of the baby. Like, I don't want you've been working real hard.
Yeah.
You know, at one point, yeah, I was touching. So my fan has got like the back off, like the head. It's got like
not the back off.
You know the bit where it's got the motor and everything.
Yeah.
So I would touch it and feel the temperature.
Yeah, I was doing that to my fan as well.
See if it's too hot.
I was like, are you hot? Like, what? Yeah. Because you got to keep going.
Yeah, because I can't.
Sorry, but you rested in the winter.
Yeah. I can't afford for you to break on me right now. And you've been resting, like you said, for a good couple of months. Yeah. So you better get to work.
I even had to buy a fan, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know. Because I'm not really like, actually, we haven't really had a heat wave like that.
Yeah, no, but I remember a couple summers ago.
Yeah, it was summer COVID.
Yeah, it was hot. So I was like, I need to get a fan.
Do you remember that COVID, the lockdown?
And we were stuck indoors.
From March all the way to September. And then as soon as they opened the doors and said, eat out to help out.
Oh, yeah.
Usher in the breeze. Because I remember I was having brunches. Like,
I remember that. I had that.
Like a minimum, and let's just do an average number. Two, three brunches/barbecues a week.
Oh, wow.
When lockdown was done, I was like, I can't see another burger. Like, I can't see. And we literally, I was mimosa'd.
Oh, wow.
Out. Like, I was, lockdown was good. Can't lie to you.
I low key feel like I want another one.
I need a lockdown. I need one when I'm on furlough.
Oh, no.
Because I was still working. Yeah. I worked throughout the whole lockdown.
I don't know, but I feel like when I was, I don't know. Obviously, because with the NHS and stuff, I think maybe like frontline staff was pressurized. But I think for us, it was more like, it was chilled, I feel like. So I wouldn't mind working, but I think I want it a lockdown where we can still go out to eat and go to day parties and stuff. But we work from home forever. Everything's
That's a teacher 6 week summer holiday.
Like the trains and everything, like it works only during the weekends. Yeah. Like, do you know what I mean?
I wish the world was to stand still.
Yeah. It was nice.
I feel
nice,
like the only way that can happen is if we take ourselves away from the environment which we have responsibility. You have to go on holiday.
Yeah. Oh.
For stillness.
I love
I'm dying
holiday.
For it. I'm really upset because, you know, every birthday I'm like, I want to go and celebrate. But I never plan it early enough. So now the prices I'm seeing.
Yeah. Because that's probably, I feel like your birthday is summer holiday.
It is prime. Like, because even if I did it from time ago, it still would have been expensive, but not as expensive as I'm seeing now. Like,
I'm
seeing like simple common Portugal up there for like £800.
Yeah. So my mom went to Ghana. She's in Ghana right now.
Yeah.
And she had to buy last minute ticket and it was at least a grand something. And that wasn't even a direct flight.
I'm disgusted.
Yeah. So it's much more
December. Are you going in December?
No, I'm skipping out this
year.
That
is shocking.
Yeah, guys, I'm not going to December.
Oh, damn.
But I will be going shortly after.
January.
But
that's so funny.
No, I'm not going in December. I would have, but only because of like family stuff. So I have to go after. Yeah. I can't go too close.
You can't go too close.
Yeah.
I
haven't got money like that.
Do you think you get permission to work from out there though?
I don't know. Only because the people that I work for are very like by the book.
Because I say that if it's like you have to be there for like family stuff.
Yeah, I could.
You could play the culture card.
Yeah.
That we all have to be here for this X amount of time and blah, blah.
But I think if I was working for like a private organization, then but I think because mine is like
where it
public
is.
Thingy. Yeah. They're very by the book and like don't want to mess up with a VPN. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So.
Oh my gosh, did you see that tweet? Yeah. Actually, you might not have because you were partying. But last
Partying?
Year, no, like when you were in December
last
year.
Oh, I was thinking, when did I party?
I don't know. Like in December last year when you were living your best life.
Yeah.
Some guy tried to live his best life.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then he didn't book time off work. And literally, he was like, guys, and they literally messaged him and said, hi, we've seen that you tried to log in from Ghana Accra.
That's the thing.
Do you know what? Take this as unpaid leave.
Jeez.
When you get back, we need to have a meeting.
That's
how
disciplinary.
Are you going to go on a holiday where you're spending hella money and you come back and you might not have a job?
Yeah. The thing is, I think the best thing, I feel like a lot of people did that though.
Yeah.
But I think it's a thing where if your company is like very chilled and you know you can get away with it, then fine. But if you know,
I think it's even the VPN, you need to make sure you got a strong and that VPN never cuts out. Because if you cut out for a second and you're done. Peep your location, dead out.
And especially because it's like,
the future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
If they can, I think they can track like where the laptop, where you're logging in from and stuff like that, isn't it?
Yeah,
so
that's
probably how he got caught. So if IT now is seeing someone's in like, Zimbabwe, in Uganda.
And you know, like in Africa, they'll be like, oh, it's fraud going on.
Yeah.
I'm trying to hack our account.
That's what I'm saying. It depends on who you work for. Like, I feel like with me, it's quite sensitive information. So then if I'm now in Ghana, they're thinking,
they're going,
I'll come back to no job. And that's not the economy I want right now.
Yeah. Can I just say for the listeners, Brent just turned the AC off, so. And that wasn't because we asked. He must be feeling cold.
No, it's fine.
No, sit in it. Sit in it, Brent.
No, I'm all right now, so it's okay. You can turn it off.
You already did, anyway, girl. You didn't get how we were feeling.
No, it's on again. I think. No,
it's off. It's still off.
Oh, yeah.
I told you to sit in it.
It's off. Yeah, it's closing.
Me and Brian are brother and sister.
You guys bicker for over little things, honestly, guys.
So we both got a point to prove, so just keep going. Never ends. But no, it's crazy, so man.
But how have you been though?
Girl, I'm okay.
Are you sure?
I'm okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm just, because you know, like when like your birthday's coming up as well and all that kind of thinking, it's a lot.
Yeah, that's the thing. I feel like when birthdays come back, like are coming, it's getting closer.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of like evaluation and
it's like, it's a lot.
But you honestly cannot come and kill yourself.
I really can't. And then I think so you guys know me, I'm sure the listeners know. Yeah. I don't have regular periods.
I think we've talked about this before.
I've had one in 3 months.
Whoa. Damn.
Damn. I've had one in 3 months. So, you know when I went to Nigeria, right?
Yeah.
So, respectfully, any Nigerian listeners, big you guys up here. But I'm not coming to Nigeria to have a period. That's so dead.
Yeah.
So, I must have been on the period stopper pills. I had to take it. And I had to take it for a prolonged period of time because I was out there for 10 days.
Yeah.
Just when I got back, I had some situations sorted out.
Oh, dear. If you know, you know.
So, I was on it for like a few extra days, whatever.
Right.
Then I had it. So obviously when you stop it, then your period comes, isn't it?
Yeah.
So my period came, but there's some excuse for a period. It came. Okay. It did what it had to do. Cool, whatever, fine. Sis, I've been on strike since May.
Whoa.
May. It's the end of July.
And you've gone to see your doctor about it?
No, you know how I am, no. Because basically I also need to do a PCOS test.
Test,
I've got issues. I need to look into that.
Yeah.
I really need to take that seriously, actually.
Yeah.
I've had a referral for time now and I haven't.
You really need to.
I really need to do it. So, but with that as well, it was obviously regular periods as well, blah, blah. So I knew that. I know my situation. I didn't complain. But what was annoying about that was having no periods is that I get the symptoms. So, like, I get that the hormonal stuff and, like, feeling bloated and whatever. Mm. It's just been annoying. So anyways, now. So, obviously, this is a lovely weekend, isn't it? this is a nice weekend. And I was like, you know, I've been looking forward to going out.
Yeah.
I've been checking the weather throughout the week. I was even discussing outfits with Vic yesterday.
Okay.
Like, and I was talking about, like, you know, how... No, I was looking at the weather like, oh, it's not too hot.
But it's the right.
It's the right
one. Yeah, it's the right, yeah. Because I've been peeping the weather for a week now.
I can't lie to you, I don't want any 36s.
But the thing is, I was thinking, because it was raining during the week, I was like,
it's a gamble.
Yeah.
But you know how we are when it rains. It's a gamble. So I'm like, okay, cool, whatever.
Yeah.
Quick, I woke up this morning. I feel like cramp.
Oh.
I said, say it ain't so. You've had 3 months off.
Oh.
And the weekend I have cute out, and I'm going to a barbecue today. Cute outfits flying. Like I'm really about to.
It is so.
I said, all right. So also, so even that as well, the hormones. So you know, like when you're really emotional during the week and stuff like that, when you're really emotional, like crying and provoked, like me, I was out for my sister's birthday slash graduation dinner.
Yeah.
Look at my sister, she got a first class, got an award and everything. Congratulations. Like, she was the highest in the school and the whole thing. Well done to her. But we're out here celebrating for, I swear I wanted to just cry. I don't know why. I'm eating my lamb shish or my chicken shish. And I just wanted to cry. And then this one, I was like, oh, it all makes sense. But then the emotions, like, I'm like, oh, I think it's a birthday thing. But why is that though? That, but I don't understand.
I really, really don't know. Because I feel so annoying. Like, I think it's one of them ones where like, it's like, you know, you're about to turn a new age. And I think it's the expectations or like the things that you kind of see for yourself, whether it's happened or hasn't happened. You're just like, okay, like, or like, where, what am I doing?
Yeah.
And I think, yeah, I think for me personally anyway, it's a lot of what am I doing?
Yeah, it's a lot of that,
like,
for me as well.
What am I doing? But then I saw a tweet here that said something about like the younger me would think the me now is like crazy. Like the younger me would not think I would be who I am now. So it's just like, you have to kind of give yourself praise a little bit and just see how far you've come in terms of like just the personal growth, that not necessarily the things that you've actually achieved, but like the personal growth within yourself. Like the younger you will look at you now and think, oh, okay,
you're doing
you
this.
That bitch. All right.
But you know what I mean? I'm toxic because you know, like when you get in that mode of thinking, it's so bad because it's like when you're feeling sad and you're listening to sad music, and you're like, let me see how far we can get with this.
Yeah.
So I'm like that in my thinking where I'm like, as much as the younger me would be like, oh, like, well done, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I'm thinking the older me is looking like, bitch, get a move on.
Like the older me. I get
sis,
it.
Sis, get up.
Because I literally had that yesterday where I was doing something with some girl. Like we had to space to sort something out at work yesterday.
Yeah.
And we was talking. She was like, oh, I graduated like 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, oh, okay, cool. Da-da-da. And I was like, rah, like, and not to sound like hierarchy kind of but then I was like, rah, like, I'm 27, 28, and you're like 22 or something, 22, I believe.
Yeah.
And I'm like, rah, like, we're doing the same thing. And I was like, my peers are probably like doing something
else, yeah.
Probably something, do you know what I mean? I just think, rah, like, if me and a 22-year-old are doing the same thing.
Yeah.
But I was like, do you know what, bitch, like, give yourself praise because it's not like you're doing, like, you're not at the bottom.
But then you got to look to the side and see the 40-year-old who's the same thing as you.
Exactly. Yeah. So then I'm just like...
It's all like... Yeah. I think in my logical state, in my non-emotional state, I know that everyone's journey is different. And like... Because I really believe that anything you do along the way of life, is all necessary to where it is that you're going. So even if like you're like in a job and you don't see the point of it, in like 5 years time when you're in another position, you find that there's actually stuff you learned in that job that you didn't realize would ever come in handy.
Yeah,
because I've had that moments like that where even in retail or like people that you meet and stuff like that. So the logical and non-emotional side of me would think that like, oh my gosh, like we're in the same kind of space, but then I would counteract with that with, you know, what, it's all different journeys and blah 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 blah, whatever else. Well, sometimes it's just hard. Sometimes I just want to sit in the motion. I don't know if that makes sense. Like sometimes I don't want to be blocking emotions all the time.
You want to just sit in it, feel the emotion.
Yeah, feel what I'm feeling.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like I honestly think that, and not just saying that you need therapy or anything, but honestly think everybody needs therapy. I think you need some form of like outlet and kind of understanding what you feel and why you feel it. Because a lot of the times I feel stuff, but I don't know
where it's coming from.
Where it's coming from. And I think if I had somebody to able to like guide me, sort of, kind of dig deep into those feelings and stuff and understand why I feel this way, and also to kind of make me feel like, you know, it's normal to feel this way.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you talking about like feeling like sad around your birthday, stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's a normal thing. But when you're going through, you just think like it's meant to be a moment of like celebration, being happy. And, like, even when you tell your mom, they'll be like, oh, but other people didn't get to live to see this year. Or, do you know what I mean?
I said, don't get me a cake. I said, do not get me a birthday cake. Just don't do it. And she's like, oh, really? I said, I'm not going to lie to you, if I see a birthday cake, I'm going to be pissed off.
But see, that's the thing.
I don't want to see a cake.
But like, it's important to like, talk to someone.
Yeah.
Like a professional. Because I feel like it's good to talk to your friends, but your friends can't.
They feel the emotions you're feeling as well. They can't.
Do you know what I mean?
They're not qualified.
Yeah.
You can vent. I think you can confide in your friends.
Yeah.
But I think they're not qualified to maybe help you if you need help.
And also the different, like, the different things you go through life to get to that point of what you're feeling is yeah. different for everyone. Yeah. So you can like, I can say, oh, I'm not feeling my birthday this year because I don't know, I'm not. Because of childhood trauma, quote unquote, yeah, hypothetically, yeah. Mm-hmm. Whereas maybe you, the reason why you feel that way is because, I don't know, quote unquote, you had your heart broken. Like, yeah, do you get what I mean? So yeah, like, the journey to get to mm-hmm. where you feel is different for everyone. So
true.
It's important to like talk to someone yeah. and like to be able to kind of delve and just yeah. dissect why you feel that way. Because
yeah.
a lot of times I feel stuff and I'm thinking, is this normal to feel this yeah. way? Because I be feeling like I'm the only one. That's feeling no, I mean,
yeah.
Do you know
I
feel
that sometimes.
But yeah.
Yeah. But do you know what? To be fair, that just, I think sometimes I do know where things come from. I just don't want to address it yet.
And the thing is, we can't keep doing that.
Yeah, but not now.
Even then.
I do know.
We actually can't keep doing that.
Because you know, you
that.
Have moments where things click together. You're like, ah.
Because that's how now, yeah, you get with a partner, we get with somebody.
Yeah.
They're so excited to celebrate your birthday. Like, they're trying to. Go all out and you're just thinking, what are you doing? Did I ask for this?
If I see a cake.
Did I re- do you know what I mean? But in there, they don't yeah. get why you're so anti-birthday and yeah. you haven't resolved your anti-birthday issues.
Yeah.
So you're just clashing.
It's true.
Over like, little things like birthdays.
I was like, oh, what are you going to do for your birthday? I was like, oh, I'm going to see if I can go away. If I don't go, I was like, I don't want to do anything. And she's like, okay. I said, I don't want to, like, no family dinners, none of that. I don't want a whole.
Yeah.
I'm very, I don't know what, I'm not anti-birthday because I'm very grateful for life.
Yeah.
But I don't
yeah.
want to celebrate it. I don't want to celebrate it. I don't want anyone making a big deal. Like, I literally, yeah. I honestly, I don't think I'm going to even say it's my birthday. So if you know, you know.
And that's fine.
If you
fine.
Don't know, that's fine.
But as long as you know where that is coming from.
Yeah.
And to be able to help the people around you who want to make a big deal to understand why yeah. you don't. I think that's the important thing. Because I think for a lot of people, yeah. they'll be thinking, why? Like, what's why wrong? Why don't you want to do this? I think it's important to understand why you feel that way
yeah.
and to be able to help those people navigate your birthday.
Yeah, but sometimes I just... And you know what is, I think because it's birthdays as well, yeah? Because people have like... Sometimes people have their own... The people want to make a big deal out of it.
Mm.
But they're not respecting what you're saying.
Exactly,
so
yeah,
I
yeah.
feel like I obviously... I don't want to do anything. Like, mm. I literally don't... If I stay in bed all day, I'll be fine with that.
Mm.
But my family like, oh no, you got to do something. But I don't want to. So I think what I've resolved my mom now, I said to her, I said, okay, well, she said, okay, we'll go out for dinner. I'll be honest with you, I might have to rain check that dinner, but I'll see how I feel on the day. But even then, like, it's still like I'm, no, like, I don't want to do anything.
Mm.
But again, I do, I think I've been reflecting on it recently, like the past couple of days.
Mm.
And I think I kind of know where it's from. I think my outlook on life has changed
mm.
since what I went through last year.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't addressed that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not ready to address it.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But yeah. It's making me sad.
Oh, girl.
Don't cry.
No, it's okay. Yeah.
No, I feel yeah. okay. I feel like this is a good therapy session.
But it's good. This is good. Not that you're crying, but it's good to guys, sorry.
Well, no, but it's a release.
But you know what I mean? Like, we can't bottle things up forever. Like, yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's important to talk to someone professional because, like, what you went through last year, I didn't go through that. So as much as I can be, like, an emotional, like, support for you,
yeah.
but talking to someone professional, we're able to, like, dig deep as to why you feel the way you feel.
Mm-hmm.
So, I like, as a friend, I honestly do think you need to talk to someone.
Yeah.
Because what happened is not, like, it's not light. Yeah. And it can take a toll. Do you know what I mean? So, but you honestly got this.
Oh.
And anyway, if I show up at your doorstep with a cake, you can't turn me away. So. You better eat that cake.
I literally just said, I don't eat that order of cake.
You're think thinking, I might this child is so weird.
You know, what's so crazy is that just to make sure she didn't order a cake, I was going to message the cake girl.
Oh, nah, see, that's taking it too far. See?
If this woman don't make her send a deposit, just air her message.
That is taking it.
I said too... no cake.
Yeah, that's taking it too far.
Oh,
yeah, oh my God, imagine you wake up, there's like loads of cakes around. You're surrounded by loads of cake.
You know, like,
that would be your worst nightmare.
This year, it would actually be like, you know, the piñata thing. I will be smashing that cake everywhere.
Oh, that would be so
it would,
funny.
You know, like in movies where, where like the women have like this moment where they snap and they start throwing, like, throwing things and using a bat on the guy's car. I'm like, I said I didn't like cake.
I'm imagining you waking up and it's like there's cupcakes here, fairy cakes here, one giant 2-tier, 3-tier cake.
I might actually have that dream, you know. What?
You woke up and everyone turned into cakes.
Just walking cakes. But I did that now, y'all. I didn't want no cake.
I'm so dumb.
Man, but
no, but yeah.
I mean, adulting is just, and even like the other day I was thinking about like how like adulting has not gone the way I thought it would. Like as a kid.
Yeah.
But sorry, that's the this thing. Is such a bad vibes episode.
No, but it's good because I feel like it's everyone's going through it. That's the thing. Everyone's going through the same thing, but no, it's one of them up. Ones. Yeah, you just have to fake it till you make it.
Yeah.
In this life, honestly, you just have to. And obviously, there's good sides to it and there's bad sides to it. But like, you just have to fake it till you make it. Like, we've said this before where we come into the studio, we've had something probably so drastic happen to us, but we come in, show face, do your job and you go.
And you go.
Literally, like, and I think that's, yeah, I just think we all need to have that sort of space where we can just
outlet.
Yeah,
because I was thinking when I was young, like, I did not think this is where.
I thought I'd be married with a kid.
Actually mad.
Like,
yeah, situationship after situationship.
And oh my
I
god,
still rise.
Still I rise. Still shout I out rise. To Maya Angelou.
That's the title. Still situation I... after situation, still I rise.
No, but that's literally the theme for our generation.
It's mad.
Because we love a situationship, guys.
Do you know what? Can I segue it into Indian flipping dummy? Because
and I think I don't know. I'm not going to say it's just the black community because it's not. Because I see the whites be going through it. I see the Asians be going through
it. Yeah, but this is a girlfriend with a title.
Damn. No. If you go on TikTok, you'll be seeing a few like people be like, it's a common goal. It's a common like, theme.
We used to be a society. The flip.
It's weird because
it's very mad.
Why do we love, we just love to vibe. It's just straight vibes. Like, no title, just let's just see how it goes. Everybody just seeing how it goes.
Seeing how it goes.
But how far are we going to take
nowhere,
it?
We're going nowhere.
The boat is not moving. It ain't moving. At
it don't
all.
Move.
Literally.
I wonder what Jessica Brown is doing.
Literally don't move. And I just think, like you would think after experiences of being in situationships, you would know how to, like when you feel like you're getting into another one, you know how to like stop yourself. Yeah. But somehow you just fall into another one and another one. Thank you.
Happy how, New Year. Thank you.
How many more times?
Do you know what though? And do you know what? Okay, so I've been having some thoughts lately because you know I love a reflection.
Yeah.
And I've been thinking sometimes, and this, I know this is not for everybody, this is just me, and I think it might be a personal conviction for you.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's truth to it. I think I still have to kind of sit on it for a while.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's my calling, you know?
To be in a relationship?
Yeah, for all of that stuff.
Do you know what's weird? Do you really want to know what's weird? I had the same thought yesterday.
And you get me? Because it's not coming from a pity party place.
Yeah.
It's a genuine thought I had. And I was like, do you know what? I think that God is calling me to other things. God is saying, bitch, work hard.
I had the same
pull yourself into career
yesterday. And the thing is, I was like, because it's failed after failed.
When you said that, it was like, you know what Yana's doing her show, she's telling people she's like, it's just failed after failed.
No, honestly, it's just failed after failed after failed after failed after failed situationships.
Yeah.
Not a relationship, guys. Situationship.
Yeah.
And like I was saying before, you would think that one when one person goes into one failed situationship, they would know how to stop themselves from getting into another one. But no. And another one. And another one. I'm sick of it. Absolutely sick of it.
Nah, dead ass.
How many more times?
Honestly, at this point as well, do you know what's mad as well? This isn't the first time I've had this thought.
No.
So I'm like, girl, do you think maybe you're perhaps ignoring a word? Because, I'm gonna try it differently now.
And you know what's mad as well is the fact that I'll be like to God, like if this person's not for me, show me a sign. One sign will just drop.
Yeah, but God, I meant.
But when I be asking for, and this is between me and you, God, yeah. But when I be asking about other things, you don't show me no signs. When I ask about my career, you don't show me no signs.
Well, when it comes to a man.
But when it comes, you'll be so quick to tell me to drop it.
Like, when you're not even done with your thought. And I'm like, first of all, you didn't know what I was going to say.
Literally.
Let me finish my thoughts. Let it land. Think about it. Then give me the sign. When a sign is too quick after I've asked for it, I'm like, I'm going to ignore that one. I don't think it was that.
That's the thing.
Because my words haven't even landed yet.
And I feel like I'm in that same predicament right now where I was thinking, like, this ain't a sign, is it? It's not. Yes. It's not. We move.
Can't be.
We
nah. move. We go again.
We move. This ain't a sign.
Do you know what people say that goats are the most stubborn animals?
Yeah.
We must all be goats in the eyes of God.
He must look at us thinking, you're so stupid.
Like, I'm actually sick of this now.
But that it just shows how much grace that he has for me. Because
really has, yeah.
How many times do I have to tell
it,
you?
You know what's funny? Because we're saying how many times, yeah, can we go through situationships? But God is like, how many times do you think I've been telling you to stop?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
But even the Dami in India, why am I calling him Damia? Flipping out. Dami yeah. and
I'm a
balance
that.
I'm sorry, it's not everything pro-black love that I have to support. So in this instant, I am sorry. I'm taking back my support. Yeah. I take it back.
I'm done.
I'm taking it back like the way that T.I. took back that necklace from Lauren London.
Yeah,
I'm snatching it back.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you have no more support from me.
No, none.
Individually, I can support India. Even though
that's
sis,
where it ends. I'm not support, because when you said individually, I was like, it's only India.
Even though India, sis, but it's okay. We've all been there.
Mm, yeah.
So I'm a let you off.
Do you know what it is? I'm praying and hoping that she's playing the game.
Because she kept on calling him Deji. So
yeah,
is it like, is that for entertainment purposes? Because you know that this is not a real
nothing
thing.
With that, I think that was genuine. But you mixed people's names up.
How many times though?
Yeah, I think, do you know what? Because I kept saying that, you know what? It's just in passing by, blah, yeah. blah. When she did it in bed, I said, girl, I can't help you anymore.
Because clearly you're starting to think, Deji's something.
Do you know what's mad? It's even when the girls were like, yeah, you're being silly now. Like, yeah, it's too far now.
Yeah.
You need to cook that man. What killed me when they said to her, yeah, make him, so basically guys, India kept calling Dami, who is her man's,
yeah,
Deji. She did it 3 times. In
who is
bed,
her ex, technically, in Love Island terms. Yeah.
She came up from Casa Moore, basically her ex. Yeah, So she did it the 3rd time in bed. The girls are like, okay, now you're doing too much.
Yeah.
Make it up to him, make some breakfast. She's like, all right, yeah, I'm going to make some breakfast. So she's making some breakfast for him. Deji, who's her ex, he's like, oh, you're making breakfast? She's like, oh, yeah, I'm trying to make up to Dami, blah, blah, making breakfast. He goes, you know what? While you're there, can you just throw in a couple of eggs for me, please? She's like, yeah, sure. I said, oh, you silly girl. How are you making breakfast to make it up to someone for calling them your ex's name, but you added your ex's eggs into your current
it's
eggs?
Mad.
Oh, man.
It's mad. But don't you think that Deji's also kind of glowed up?
Oh, he loves it. Oh, yeah. But do you know
low
what,
key,
though?
Isn't it?
Do you know what I think? I think that Deji's always has personality. He just didn't get camera time. Because that man is funny.
And I feel like ever since everybody's been like, oh, where's Deji? Yeah. All of a sudden, we're seeing more of Deji.
Do you know what it was? I think that it was the reactions. Because you know when they were doing the movie night and he kept, he's a meme.
Yeah.
He's a meme now.
Yeah.
Meme Hall of Fame, that man.
Yeah.
I think they must have clocked. Because you know, they really, really, they definitely
retweets. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I think they clocked that, oh, people are liking Deji.
Yeah.
Because we started
Brent,
to see his personality a bit more.
Turn it off, please. Can you turn off the AC? Please.
Just kidding me. He heard you the first time. He just wanted to be loud and clear.
Thank you.
But yeah, so I think the people are liking
Deji.
Yeah,
the people like him.
Let's
hear
it more. Because Deji is a personality. The fact that Deji stayed, he's the last Casa Moore person standing.
Yes. I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, and he's going to make it, to final week. Because there's 2 weeks left.
That is mad. Shout out to Deji, boy. Because in the beginning, I was thinking,
actually, no.
Mr.
This is the last week.
No,
it ends on the 1st of August. I remember.
That's next Monday.
Yeah. So this is last week, and Deji's gonna make it to final. Cause yeah, I think Deji might make it to final.
I think the final's 4 couples though.
Yeah, but like.
Yeah, it's 4 couples.
Oh, are those the people that get parent visits? And if 4 people get parent visits, I thought we would make it to at least a parent visit.
No,
because the 2 customer people are gonna leave. Actually, they have to narrow down. There's too many people in the house.
Yeah, cause last year it was Millie and her man.
They broke up now as well.
Yeah, and it was Chloe and Toby, Kaz and Tyler, and there was one more couple, I can't remember, that were in the top 4.
Was that Paige and Fit? No, that was another year.
No, I can't remember the fourth couple. And then, so then it ended up, the two finalists ended up being Chloe and Toby and Millie and Liam.
They had a good story.
Who, Millie and Liam?
Toby and Chloe.
Yeah.
And they're still together.
And I think that I like realistic stories like that, where like, I just feel like the Millie one, she was stupid as well because...
Yeah. Well, Liam was fine.
But then apparently the rumors are that he shagged someone at Wireless in the toilets.
That's so low class.
I was thinking, surely someone would have taken a video or something.
No, but she came out and spoke. She said no. She said that really, that's a rumor. Millie isn't. She came out and said, guys are Wireless. Yeah. That's alternative facts.
But back to the Dami and India thing. I just think the way that Dami and Luca are absolute rotten.
Do you know what's killing me?
Rotten apples.
It's the fact that Dami really thought that he could do what a white man is doing and bully a white woman on national TV in a white country and get away with it.
And have you noticed how Luca's piped down ever since?
Yes, he.
Because he's realised that people are clocking on.
Do you know he's going to realise even worse?
When he comes out.
That Gemma's mum didn't approve of him.
Yeah. But then Gemma's saying, I love yous. So I don't know.
Nah, because she left a comment on the Tasha's, on Tasha's Instagram.
I saw.
Saying that what Luca is doing is basically bullying.
Yeah. But then if your daughter's saying I love you.
Unsay it. I remember the daughter put their power in her hands. And daughter said that if her mum don't approve.
Yeah.
Then she won't be with him.
I think they're going to try and they're going to keep it up for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then they're going to announce that they've broken up.
Yeah.
But Luca, rotten. Absolute rotten.
He's an
apple. He's so mean and just... very disgusting behavior. Yeah, like, you know, someone's nasty, like proper nasty.
Do you know what it is as well? Like, it's just like, it looks like he's acting up, like he's doing it to try and fit it. Because it doesn't come natural. It doesn't look like this is you.
And I can't believe I used to feel sorry for him when Gemma used to be rude to him. Now I want Gemma to go back to her rudeness.
I never felt sorry for him because I felt like I could tell that he was suffocating her.
But then people were saying that they think that, he's been that way towards Tasha because apparently in the beginning he liked Tasha, but Tasha chose Tasha chose Andrew over him. So it's a thing where it's like maybe that resentment. But even
then, apparently though, Andrew's the reason why that happened though, because Tasha must have asked like who is top, like who likes that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And Andrew never mentioned Luca. So Luca liked Tasha.
Yeah.
Tasha liked Luca as well. But when Andrew was feeding back of like the guys and which guys fancy her. He never said Luca. So she thought, oh, okay, if you don't like me, then fine.
Yeah. But I don't even see... The weird thing is I've kind of grown to like Tasha and Andrew. Like even...
Really?
Even though like Tasha was being a bit... Sis was, you know, checking for a lot of man. But I think, who hasn't in that villa apart from Luca? Like...
Ah, Danica's got the most rings at the moment.
And she's let go of the eyeshadow. Her palette are screaming for help to be let go of.
It's given Renaissance to... palette. You know, there was a gold one. You know what? There's certain gold shimmers that are just not cute.
Yeah.
They're too thick. And it looks as if like it's like actual sequins that have been melted into it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so when it's frozen, it looks a certain kind of way.
And it's not blended properly. That's the thing. So I think, and not to criticize, obviously, because you know, we're not bloody.
They're not MUAs.
MUAs. But like for me, I just think if you're gonna put the colour on the lids. And the outer corner needs to also blend in.
Yeah.
But I think the thing with Danica is that when she puts the colour on the lid, she doesn't blend the outer corner with the lid colour. So it just looks like two separate eyeshadows. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
It's supposed to like seamlessly blend. So it transitions. But hers just looks like two separate. And it's just giving off birthday makeup. I hate that that's a term now, you know. I hate it.
The men actually won with that one. I really
Because
you know what? It's mad. As soon as they said it, I knew it. I knew what they're talking about.
Exactly.
I knew exactly what they're talking about.
Exactly.
It's the worst.
Exactly.
And I think moving forward, girls, we cannot, like, there cannot be birthday makeup ever.
But again. The thing is that, like, sometimes you do, like, even sometimes I do makeup when I think, like,
is this birthday?
Is this the birthday makeup that we're talking about? And let me not do too much on my eye. Like, I remember dinner the other day, and I look back at the pictures, I said, this is giving birthday makeup.
Yeah. It's so annoying that men ruin good things, man.
And I was like, oh, I can't believe this is a thing now. Like, you're scared to do too much.
You're actually scared to do too much.
So annoying. But Davide and
Ekin-Su.
I think, did you watch last night's episode?
No, not yet.
Well,
you can technically spoil it.
Okay, because
girl, you know they've given.
She basically, they were basically doing For the Love of Davide, where they basically had a cook-off.
Oh, with Fekinsu. Fekinsu, sorry.
Not Fekinsu.
She's Fekinsu. Because you know she came in the house trying to be Ekinsu. But she can't lie.
The thing is, it's weird, yeah, because how, like, I feel like her and Davide would be a
match.
Yeah, because they make their nationality their personality.
Yeah. Like, whereas Ekin, I can't wait to see Ekin's, like,
her life after, innit?
Oh, she's going to be amazing. She's going to be a star.
A star.
I'm so looking forward to it.
Yeah. But yeah, her and Fekinsu had a cook-off. They made pancakes, and then Davide had to just choose which one was better. So it was basically turkey versus Brazil.
He didn't pick Ekin's.
No, he did pick Ekin, but I think it's because he's tasted them before loads of times, because apparently she makes it for him all the time.
Oh, that's cute.
So I was like, oh, because he doesn't want any problems.
But I don't care. Even if mine look like dog.
He was blindfolded, to be fair.
I wasn't.
Yeah. But I think it's because he tasted Ekins before.
Can you imagine he picked? Oof.
That would have been World War II.
Because I'm even hearing, because I was reading the tweets. I just didn't watch it. I was hearing that he must have said that he don't like pineapple on pizza. And people were like, oh, he should have backed it. But people were like, yeah, but Italians,
it's a crime.
Don't like.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he couldn't back that one. Yeah. He would have lost Italian voting.
But the thing is, Ekin is some, I love Ekin, but Ekin knows how to wind people up.
Yeah, she does.
And she does stuff and then acts like the victim.
Because she's an actress.
Yeah.
You're an actress.
And yesterday, what she did with Natalia, I see where Natalia had her back up, because she basically was like, oh, do you like pizza? Mm-hmm. And then Natalia was like, yeah, I like pizza. And then she was like, oh, yeah, me and Davide like pineapple on pizza. And then Davide was like, no, I don't. That is like, no,
he should have acted like he didn't hear that.
So then, he was like, no, I don't. Like, I've never said that I like pineapple and pizza. And then she's like, you don't? And then Natalia was like, yeah, like, that's weird. Like, Italians would never eat
pineapple. Oh, messed up Ekin.
So when she said that, and then Natalia was like, oh, what, are you trying to, like, show off that, like, you guys like the same pizza?
Oh, man,
so
that's
when Ekin was like, oh, do you have a problem with me? Like, do you not like me?
Oh, that's embarrassing.
And then Fekinsu was like, do you have a problem with me? Like, I've never said I have a problem with you. And so I just think,
because of pizza.
So I just think, because,
and I know Davide was sitting there smug.
Luca was actually sitting there like, oh, shit.
About to go off. And it's not me this time.
So I just think Ekin was trying to wind up Natalia to be like, oh, we like the same thing. Like, we match. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, you're not a better person for him than me. And then it kind of backfired. So I see why so Natalia was like, you're doing the most.
You're overdoing it. Yeah. Because in fact, I feel like Natalia came in like gunning for Ekin, because remember when they were even doing the tour and she's like, oh, I want crawling through. Babes.
Yeah. It was giving you up them a homework.
Yeah. You weren't here when all that happened. Don't join in on the joke.
Yeah.
It's above you.
Yeah.
And then when she was even like to India, oh, poor Summer. Hey. Because India was like, you didn't even know her. You didn't even know that. You never got to meet her.
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
Yeah.
So I feel like she came, and I do think though, I mean, she's definitely out because she hasn't got a man.
Yeah.
But like, when you come in at this stage, because obviously when they're in the holding, they actually watch it. So I never knew that.
But they never used to, I don't think.
I don't know. I think in the older seasons, yeah.
Yeah, I think I recently Priscilla, they do now.
Yeah, Priscilla was saying how like they got to watch the show. So you get to go in knowing who it is.
Yeah.
And apparently they ask you for like who your top three are.
Yeah.
So if like you say, for example, Andrew, and that, okay, things are going on smoothly, like that, go in and cause some drama. That's how it is, very scripted. But you could tell that Natalia did her homework. She was making notes with them, what episodes she was watching.
Yeah.
And like, I just thought she came wanting, I feel like she came on like an Ekinsu kind of vibe. But what's ironic to me though was that Natalia's doing every single thing Ekin did when she came in.
Yep.
Going straight for someone who's got a man already.
Yeah.
And doing the whole I don't mind stepping on toes and I'm not here to make friends. Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
Making your presence known.
Yeah.
She's doing that. I think maybe Ekin doesn't like the ref, like she knows what that is.
She knows
Ekin, you're the baddest bee.
But she knows low key that is sort of Davide's type as well. And I think
that's
what is irking her even more. Is that
he loves the exotic baby.
Yeah, she knows that is low key Davide's type. But I think with this show, they need to sort of, the producers need to rethink, because when you bring four bombshells at such a late stage where the couples are pretty much solidified, no one in their right mind is gonna lose their place in the final over a bombshell at this point.
You know who I think was smart? Jamie. Because
Who's Jamie again?
The one that's with Danica. He came in and said, Danica, like you, and that's what Lacey did as well.
Yeah.
Deji, you got to, you can't be doing the whole test the pie.
Yeah. And that's where Davide, Natalia went wrong.
And Reese, you went wrong. You
and a lot of bombshells do wrong. You have to go for one. And I think that's how.
A vulnerable one.
Yeah. I think that's how Danica sucked, because she came in and she said, okay, Luca, despite even though you're with Gemma, I'm going, even though it backfired, but everybody rated her for her like boldness.
But do you know what it is that she played it wrong? Because remember, who was it at the time? There was someone else at the time that was actually single. And everyone said, you should have gone with that guy.
And I remember.
I can't remember who it was, but there was a guy that was single at the time. Mm. And everyone said, you should have gone with that guy and then finesse your way, had conversations with people. Mm. But when you actively go and pick somebody who's taken, of course you're going to take an L. Because that was so embarrassing. He was swearing and huffing about next
and
to her.
And again, it just shows you how nasty, because it's never so that deep. Like, Gemma was still in the villa. She hadn't left. So why are you moving? Like, she's gonna come and cause something where to the point where Gemma has to leave.
He acted as if like him being picked meant Gemma had to go.
Doing the most. But I swear to God, if Danica doesn't stick with this Jamie guy,
leave. I'm bringing her out.
I'm going to Mallorca myself, and dragging her bags and getting on that jet two flight.
Yeah, I'm done.
How many more chances?
This is it. This is the last one. This is the last. She's aware though.
Yeah, I felt so bad for Summer because I just thought, like, but then again, the way that the boys were talking, it seemed like Summer is not someone who's open, sociable.
Because I think Danica is more of a house. Because you know what it is? Think about it.
She's Danica's a friendly
kind
girl.
Of an OG.
Yeah.
I think anyone that came in before Casa.
Yeah.
And I think this is the first season actually where it's basically the OG girls that won. Like, this is basically OG versus Casa Moore, who would get the love, and the OG girls have won because they only, and I feel like they kind of look out for each other. Because when I saw the preview before the episode came out, and I heard Lucas say she's had many chances, I said, no, you're not about to dump Danica. Cause I feel like there will be some kind of sense of loyalty.
Yeah,
there has to be.
Danica's had too many chances, man.
But you know what? I feel like the only person that was her fault was Luca. Everybody else played the game. And then dumped her. Especially Billy. Billy seems to be rushed.
And the thing that was pissing me off is that, no shade, Billy, but you're not even the best looking guy.
He's like a foot.
He was not out of the Castle Moore bunch. He was not the the least looking, best looking.
And he was the least funny because he does this thing where he will like say something and he will start laughing and then be like, oh, I'm just sorry about banter. It's not funny.
And I just thought, but the thing is, like, he thought it was like he was the cool guy, like trying to be the class clown, ha ha, kiki, da da da. But no, then it's like at the expense of someone else. That's not a nice thing.
Exactly.
That's not. You can be a class clown. That's fine. But
not at the expense of someone.
Yeah, and I just thought, yeah, you're. And then the thing where he had no accountability,
none.
Like zero. Like I understand where you're coming from. I understand why you would feel this way. Yeah. Nothing. It was just, oh yeah, but you You wasn't saying this before. And I think a lot of guys tend to forget that. Yeah, I might not have felt this way when we originally spoke, but
yeah,
I've deeped the situation.
And now I've got a fresh outlook.
And now I feel this way.
And that's what I know about men, because men don't like you bringing up beef again.
Yeah.
If you don't address it in that moment.
Yeah.
That's the moment you have to adjust it with them.
Yeah.
If you bring this up again the next day or whatever, they don't like that.
But I think it's because they also like to like hash things. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but I'm not. I need to think about it, get my points together, get my argument together.
And so you haven't deeped the violation until you've spoken to other people. And I think that's what happened with Danica, where she didn't she deeped it, but not to the extent of, rah, he actually used me.
Because you know what it is as well? I think also as well, because she was having an emotional day, because this actually was crying. I was like, why is it?
You know, I would have left. Guys, I would have left.
If I ever went into the villa, I would have a note that reminds me of why I'm here.
Yeah.
Career opportunities. Like, babes, when you come out, I would have that note where every time I get dumped, I would go back in the closet. And I'll read it to myself. Career options.
But if I had Danica's journey, seriously, I'm not even joking.
It's a lot.
I would have left. Because in my mind, no one likes me.
But I think that a lot of people that have come out so far have been forgettable.
Yeah.
Like, forgettable. So, you have to think career. I'll be honest with you, you cannot go into Love Island looking for love.
Oh, no. And I don't think anyone's there doing that now anyway.
Yeah, that is your first mistake. Liam was. Remember when he the guy who left in day two?
Yeah. But he had just come out of uni, so I think it was still very...
That's the best opportunity.
I don't know.
What's he going to do?
I don't know. I think
he can't even sell them teeth whitening kits. He's not going to... Sir, no one cares.
Yeah, we haven't heard from him since.
Yeah, because he's got nothing to hear. He's probably talking, but we don't know.
If I was in Villa, I think I'll let you handle my account.
Yeah.
I'll let you handle my account.
We've got to do it that way. We've got to do it that way.
But you know, it'd be so funny. I always thought, yeah, it'd be so funny if one day I woke up and then it was like, oh yeah, okay, I'm going into the Villa tomorrow and I'll be like, what? What? You're doing what?
I can't lie to you. I think, again, because I think God is telling me to pull myself into career. I think I would actually go into Love Island, you know?
Do it. Listen, you need to do it.
Am I going
to
scout myself?
Because you see how the twins, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
They went in and now look at them.
What are they doing?
They're doing bits, you know?
Is it?
Yeah.
Jessica and Every.
Yeah. I think it was Eve. Every. You're talking about the parcel delivery. I'm so done.
Is it Eve? Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. They're doing their thing.
Nah, that would be sick, you know.
Just go in there.
I just can't with the lips in and the... Oh, yeah. Dear.
And I think I'd have to bang Jim differently.
No, I have to bang Jim. But you know what I'm saying? This is how you get scouted for Love Island. Let me give you guys tips. As if I'm there. You got to like bang Jim and then you got to post like a baddie.
Yeah.
That's how they... Because they go through people's Instagram and that's how they peep you.
Yeah. But you can apply as well, you know.
Yeah, but I don't want to apply.
Because I think... what's that posh guy's name again? The one that left really quickly.
Charlie.
Yeah, he was saying that him and like it was only like maybe four other people were the ones that got scouted. The rest applied.
So, Charlie got scouted?
Yeah. I think him, Ikenna got scouted and just...
That white man got scouted?
Yeah.
I always thought the posh conservative looking chaps that come in there.
But they, you know...
They applied.
No, but you know Love Island is not really their thing. Why would he go on Love Island?
I like Love Island is my thing.
I don't mind if you apply or get scouted.
Just go in.
Like, I just think, I don't know if I'd want to go in because I'd have to bang Jim differently.
I'd bang him differently. But I wouldn't mind doing it because I know the career opportunity is coming.
And you'd have to get over all your insecurities. Like, because watching yourself back, you feel, oh yeah, like, I wouldn't you can't back, have though. That.
I wouldn't watch back. That's what my hand is for. That's what you're for. You're meant to make notes of the episodes or the moments I need to watch. If someone's in their best, doing bestie with me, when I come, I'd be like, listen, look at what you're saying in the confessionals, bruv. Wise up.
And also I'd have to find a way to ban my parents from watching it. My parents and family members. Yeah. Because if I want to get far, I have to do bits. As bad as it's
I have to do bits.
I have to kiss. I have to say the saloons was open. Like, do you know what I mean? Yeah. You have to do this. Otherwise you're boring nun in the Villa.
But you know what though? What about...
This sounds bad. It sounds bad,
but no, to be fair though, India really has I think I would navigate the way like Indian Kaz navigated it. Where they never really outwardly said they did bits. If you know, you know.
But the thing is, the kissing, like, I'm even shy to kiss on camera. Like, I think, oh, I've seen this. My auntie has seen this.
It's the walking around, my yash just out.
Oh, that I don't mind. I don't mind.
Nah, I can't mind. The entire nation has seen my bum.
Girl, it's a uniform. Just think of it as a uniform that everybody has to wear.
It actually is.
Yeah.
My hair gotta be crazy.
Because people will come for you. Look at the way they came for Leanne. And someone even brought it up the other day.
Yeah. But looking back.
Yeah. So your hair has to be on point. Like, you can't. But I rate India.
But you know what? Her hair's been on point. Do you know what I would do? I would go in there with knotless braids.
Girl, knotless is the worst.
No, and I'll take it out.
The parting's gonna start.
No, but that's fine. I'll take it out and then I'll start doing introduce the wigs.
Do you think you have time to in the Villa to be taking braids out?
No,
when they
do,
call
you
to go to the thingy, diary room.
Oh, yeah, cause, no, but I'm doing it during the night. I'm doing it in my bed. Because you know, like, the call time is like, all right, guys, get ready.
Yeah.
30 minutes, you got to go.
Yeah.
What?
I'm sure they didn't shower in the
that's
morning.
That's anti black.
I'm sure they didn't
shower in the morning. That's anti black.
You don't have time.
Everyone asked me, I said, what do you guys do when you... I said, when you have a period, what happens? She said, you just have your period.
Yeah, but I know Amy...
Bikini and all.
Yeah, Amy. Do you remember legendary Amy?
Mate, I was coming back in here to tell you that I loved you.
She said she just took the period stopper pill.
Me, that took it for 15 days and my period took 3 months to come back?
Yeah, she just took
that bitch would never come back. If I take it for that long while I'm in this, she was there for how many days?
She was there for a while.
Because you know that thing, you have to take it 3 times a day.
3 times a day?
Yes. Otherwise, pop up in the morning, bitch.
Wow.
It's 3 times a day.
I thought it was just when
I
went to church,
I had to keep setting thingy.
Wow.
You have to set, I had to set a reminder like every like 5 hours.
Yeah.
It's 3 times. You don't take one for the day. It's 3 times a day.
That is a lot there must of pills. Be like a,
it is.
There must be something stronger.
There's got to be something that I could just take one a day.
Yeah, there has to be. Because even normal contraception, you take what, one a day?
Yeah.
Not that I'm... Anyway, it's no one's business anymore.
Girl, we're grown.
But do you know not that
think,
I'm on.
Do you know what's crazy though? I think sometimes as well, yeah, we start to the point when we're younger.
Yeah.
We're grown now.
Do you know, but I still have that mindset of like...
no, but it's how we've been raised.
If people find out that you're on contraception... Even though I'm not, guys, but I'm just saying that. Like, I was thinking, they might think, you know, I'm out here, you know, busting it wide open.
Yeah, but the thing is like... Even if we were, we're within our rights.
And it's actually nobody's business.
But I think it's that we have to unlearn that cultural stigma.
I definitely do agree as well. It's the way we were brought
because
up.
Because we've been in front of 5 years queer. We were like 22.
We're like 27, 28 now.
Yeah.
And I should be we're openly grown. Even like the word sky. Literally, I cannot say it out loud. I'm so sorry. I can't.
We need to break that.
I can't.
Oh, okay. Do you know, guys, yeah, let's set us a challenge. How we can break through from this.
Yeah.
Maybe every week we have to do something. We have to say something.
Because
do
see how something. Quick I was going to do a disclaimer about contraception.
Like, and I was thinking, who asked you? Well, it's not because I would have done the same thing. No, okay, queer. Okay, from next week, we've got to break through from this. From next week, we're breaking through from this. This stigma.
Yeah.
You know, this might take the pods.
But you know what's mad? This is probably why we can't even go Love Island because we're scared to kiss in front of our parents. Common case that's common.
Mom won't watch it though. Actually, no. Because my mom hates Love Island. She's like, oh, that nasty. Yeah. Blah, blah.
Yeah.
But I'm like, if I'm there though, would you watch it?
I don't think my mom would watch it, but I know my brother and sister would and then go and tell my mom what's happening and she'll get pissed off. Like, don't tell me, I don't want to know.
Now, I'm saying, like, don't you dare tell mom.
But it's hard though because. If like an auntie calls, have you seen Esther? Da, 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 da. I've heard she's on Love Island. Or my kids are watching it. Da, da.
My mom would just be like, I'm not watching it.
I heard she went to something called The Hideaway.
Auntie, and the guy, if you see the way he smacked her bum.
And they had handcuffs and what's the thing? That cream thing.
A lube.
No. Cream. Is it cream? The one that the people squirt into the mouth.
Lubricant.
Who is putting lubricant in their mouth? First of all,
girl, some of them are flavored.
How do you know?
Strawberry flavored.
No, the thing that they squirt on pancakes and stuff.
Oh,
cream.
Whipped cream.
That's it. Whipped cream.
What did you call it before again?
I don't know. I just said cream.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like they're like, they were squirting cream and da 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 da.
Mom, be like, that's your life because Essence lactose intolerance. Now that'd be wild, man.
If I could have a way where like something like, you know, in China where they block the internet, like where like they block the internet so just for my family members, they can't see it.
Do you know, if I could go away, I'll be honest with you, I'm gonna tell my mom I'm going.
Ikenna didn't.
He didn't.
He says to his parents that he's quit his job, he's going on traveling around the world. Then they just saw him on Love Island.
They know he's Nigerian.
Bruh.
They'd be like, Ikenna, you were on Love Island.
I think my mum would have a heart attack. Because what?
I would tell my mum. Because you're going to make a big deal about it. And I don't want you to put me off. Sorry, this is a career opportunity. No, no shade to the world.
How can you quit your job and tell your parents you're traveling around the world and they're like, oh, be safe. Are you sure you want to do this? Da, 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 da. And they see
you
on TV.
He's well, yeah. He's, I wonder because, so that means for the weeks he was in there, they couldn't check in on him.
No. No.
I bet there's no single one.
Apparently his siblings knew though, but his parents didn't know.
I'll be honest, that's something I would do. And you know what? That speaks a lot to how we are raised as African children.
Literally.
Where we can't even tell them we're going on this and this is going to change the family. I'm coming back to pass all of everyone in mansion. I'm coming back. I'm going to take one for the team. Yeah, I want to tell my mum. I tell my siblings, I'm going to tell my mum.
The thing is...
Only the girls will know. My brother and my mum would not know. That's not, they would not know.
I think you could tell your mum. I just think you could tell your brother.
I'm going to tell my mum. I'm going to tell my mum. My mom will give me a lecture that make me want to quit the show 5 a.m. And I can't afford for her to fumble the bag. No.
Yeah.
I will just go in.
I think if I've got scouted, then sorry, mom. You can't stop me. I'm going.
Don't stop me now.
But the thing is, I'd have to get like, I'd have to get a few tweaks though, I'm not gonna lie.
That's the tweaks at what, please?
I'll get like, I don't know, like Botox, get my teeth whitened.
This is
terrible. It's bad, isn't it?
It's bad.
It's bad. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I can't go in there with having like insecurities.
Yeah.
But Ekinsu did that.
No, Ekinsu got her breast done. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, she got her teeth done, breast done.
Yeah.
She got a couple of things, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think, a lot of people do. Luca did, got his teeth done.
He needs to get a refund.
Andrew got a male liposuction. That's why his nipples are so big. No shade. It's real. He did. He went and got his a male liposuction. I don't know if it affects the nipples there, but I'm sure it does. Doesn't it? It does.
If you see the way I'm laughing...
I'd have to get work done.
That's why his nipples are so big.
They are huge.
You know what's
though?
Mad though? Because like, even like when you think about like content creating, because I have, I'll be honest, okay, like, transparency, right?
Mm.
I'll be honest. I've had moments where I think, you know, I'm just get a quick lipo or get a quick this or get a quick that, blah, blah. But it never sits because I'm a scaredy cat.
Mm.
But I wouldn't, it would be a life, I said, the thoughts don't pass my head of this would be an easier route to do whatever I want to do, right?
Mm.
And I feel like there is, for girls who make an Instagram, obviously not everybody, but the majority, there is a starter pack where...
Yeah, 100%.
They start to get fillers. They start to get little tweaks and stuff like that here done. And then they look like the aesthetics to be
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
There is
yeah.
One of the YouTubers that we know that we used to watch back in uni.
Okay.
Got stuff done, which was a lot slimmer.
Right.
Got fillers and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And she looks different. And the career...
has skyrocketed. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I'm as mad as this sounds, guys, I'm being real. If I'm going to Love Island, I'm getting stuff done. Because I can't carry last. Like, I need to make sure that I went in there with my all.
I gave it everything.
I gave it all I've got.
Yeah. It's so sad that we have to think this way.
It is. It is sad. But even like girls who go in like with work done, especially black women, like we go in already and it's like we're at the bottom. So
imagine me in my, but that's even sad that we think that that we don't think we're great enough.
Yeah. And I always I all genuinely think that the girls that have gone in there who represented black women, like majority of them are gorgeous.
Yeah.
So for me, for them just to go in there with their natural selves and not even get far apart from like Kaz.
Do you know what I think that
I have to take up another notch.
If I can lose if I can like be proper like toned where I've got abs now, where I think I could settle with that. And not get anything else done. But I think for me, my body has to be right.
I think that's the key
thing.
You say
thing, whatever
body,
you
want to
say about this girl, but one thing about her, her abs are tight, hun.
Yeah.
Like, I think if I could get my body right,
yeah,
I could do with like not getting like fillers or anything like that.
Yeah.
But my hair will be laid. Yeah. Makeup schools and my outfits. Shoe game.
I'm going to have to hire a stylist or something. Well, then again, majority of the time, you're in bikinis.
Yeah, but my bikinis has to be like, damn.
Yeah.
I'm doing like black owned stuff. Like,
yeah.
I am going in.
Yeah.
Guns blazing, ready to smash this. But I think for me, my body and my hair.
Those are the top two. Top two.
Yeah.
Top two.
But I think I would definitely go in with like knotless braids.
I don't know. You and his knotless braids. Your friend producer's going to have time for you to take out your hair.
But I can take out braids in an hour then. Like, I take my braids out in an hour.
Do you have an hour?
I told you I'm going to do in the middle of the night. When my man is snuggling me in bed, but one sec, sorry, my fingers are stuck in my braids. I'm cutting it. I know you cut the braids short as well, you just quick.
Yeah, that's true.
And then the next day, I think, because obviously India's got microlinks.
Oh, does she?
Yeah. That's how she's able to have her hair so versatile.
I thought she had a wig.
No, I saw double day when she was straightening it. I saw like a taping.
Oh.
No microlinks, sorry, taping. Sorry, taping.
Mm.
Even your nails.
Shout
they
out
must
to
have, like moments where they can thingy. Sorry.
Yeah, no, they have
regroup.
Yeah, they do. And you know how recently, like, Dami's got a haircut. Like the boys all look fresh.
The boys' hair never gives. It's the girls that we're about.
And like India's now got like the tapings, like you were saying and stuff.
Yeah.
They all have I think I can't remember who I was watching. They're saying that they get time to like do like beauty stuff but during COVID, like I think it was during phase year, they didn't have that. Or was it Faye didn't have that. So they didn't even have like a cleaner. So their house was like, she was saying how it smelled so bad in the house.
But that's more COVID than having a cleaner that's clean and comes to
Because they didn't want,
transfer COVID.
Yeah, people coming in and out of the house. So they didn't even have a cleaner. Like, they had to do everything themselves. So,
you're making me do manual labor. That's what I'm sorry.
Yeah, so she said that the house, like, it proper stunk. Like, it was smelly and, like, it was dirty. And, So I think this year they've gone back to having.
I can't lie, because flying if you're London or something. A stylist for me.
But they have, I don't know if you know Freeball Noble Wigs. I think that's her name. She's a Nigerian hairdresser in Dublin or Ireland. She got flown in for Kaz.
Oh, sick.
During the finale. And I think she's been providing wigs for Love Island. Oh, yeah, sick. So she did one for Yowande. I think she's
actually
also,
Kaz, what's her name? What's that girl's name? India did have a wig on the season, actually.
Yeah, she has, yeah. And I think she's also done it for... So I think she's got a contract now with Love Island where she provides, the black girls.
Yeah, free wigs, I'm there for that.
Wigs and stuff like that. And like ponytails. Even the skunk ponytail, I think she's the one that also provided it as well.
Amazing.
Yeah. So shout outs to... I think her name is Freeborn Noble Wigs.
That's
on
sick.
Instagram.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Black women doing great things.
Yeah. And even her, she got scouted as well. She got DM'd by the Love Island... No, the
Freeborn.
Yeah, by the Love Island, one of the hairdressers or something like that.
Okay.
Freeborn Noble Hair. Yeah, okay, shout out to her.
That's it.
But yeah, I think
we've taken a round the world trip today, boy.
That's it. Hope you guys enjoyed the episode.
We've actually taken a round the world trip.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Yes, please let us know how you find the episode and all that great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Interact with us. Let us know how we can break through from our African traditions of not wanting to.
Because
be free.
On our wedding day, how are we going to kiss our husbands?
I'm lipsing them the heck up because they've been dying for me to have a husband. So if God, look at what God has done. Look at what God has done. But yeah, guys, that is it from us today. And we will catch you next week. Have a great and blessed week.
All right, guys. It's your girl, Kel Aubrey.
And it's been my royalty.
And we're signing out.
Bye.
Bye.